Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of Moilili Honganji Mission. Moilili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Our resident minister is Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani, and he and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moililihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mrs. Karen Murakami in memory of Melvin Murakami and the Murakami and Ishida families. Our guest speaker this morning is Reverend Satoshi Tomioka of Puna Honganji Mission. Good morning, Reverend Tomioka.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Today is Christmas Eve, and tomorrow is Christmas Day. If somebody asks you, when is the most wonderful time of the year to you, what is your answer? Some may say it is a graduation, others may say it is a birthday. For your information, my birthday is January 3rd. Then, how about in this way? It's the most wonderful time of my life. If somebody asks you that question, what is your answer? When is the most wonderful time of your life? Some may say it is a wedding, birth of a child, retirement, jackpot, trip, and so on. It is up to each person, but the important thing is that if you have that moment, the most wonderful time of your life, you are blessed to have it. And it is also great if you still feel happy and joyful for those memories. In other words, experiences that last a lifetime and give you a warm feeling even today. Have you ever heard of the Christmas truce in 1914? It is said that about 100,000 German and British soldiers along the Western Front in World War I declared an unofficial ceasefire for a short period during Christmas Day in 1914. During this truce, they stopped fighting and began to greet each other, playing together, singing together. A few days ago, they were enemies and killed each other for the sake of their own country and freedom. But on this day, they became friends beyond all differences. What do you think of this story of the Christmas truce? Some may call it an amazing story and a miracle. Indeed, can you imagine that those people who were fighting each other became friends? They felt something and it guided them to use their hands, not to kill, but to shake hands. On the other hand, while it is an amazing story, I can't help but feeling sorry that this didn't last forever. According to some resources, after the truce, those soldiers who had a good time together resumed fighting. I wondered how they felt about it. If they don't know each other and never experience a personal touch, perhaps they just fight. But since they had a connection to something that makes them to closer together, it might be harder to fight. We can also apply this story to our own life too. Do you have anybody in your life that you feel that you cannot forgive, you never want to meet, and never want to talk to? Then, do you think you can have a friendly time with that person? To me, sadly, I have to say that it's not easy for me, even if I try. Shakyamuni Buddha says there are 8 kinds of struggles that we cannot avoid. One of them is meeting someone we don't like. My father often says that there is no good person or bad person in our life. We need to add the word of to me. In other words, this is a good person to me, or that is a bad person to me. We judge people according to our convenience and preference. If you are good to me, you are my friend. If not, you are my enemy. This is a true human nature of distinction, discrimination, and isolation. Christmas truth shows something that goes beyond those distinctions. Even though it was only for one day, it truly made people together and closer. If we expand this connection to not only to a certain people, but for anyone, any for any time, and those people who are touched by this connection, they feel joyful, grateful, compassionate, reflective, humble, and kind. This connection, we might call it Amida Buddha's vigorous compassion and wisdom. Touched by this connection, we are reminded of the great compassion that embraces all gently and transforms our selfishness to kindness. Touched by this connection, we are enabled to see our nature of distinction, and it guides us to see people and their things, not always according to the idea of to me, but through the wisdom of Amida Buddha. When I was young, I was Kolohe rascal boy. I always had a minor cut and injuries. Every time when I fell and then cut my knees, I cried. Hearing my crying voice, my mother came to me and then embraced me, saying, "My boy, it's okay, I'm here for you." In her embrace, I continued crying, but somehow I found comfort, although the pain was still there. The comfort arose because I know that somebody acknowledges my pain, somebody understands my situation, and someone cares about me, and someone guides my life. Like a caring and concerned hand is offered to embrace the pain and joy, Amida Buddha is always here for us. Amida Buddha is a Buddha of compassion and wisdom. Exists because of the existence of human beings. Observing the tears, concerns, and struggles of human beings, Amida Buddha can't help but making the vow that calls out, "Whatever happens in your life, I shall embrace you and bring the utmost bliss to all of you. Liberate you from pains." This is Amida Buddha's wish. And this is Namo Amida Butsu. Hearing this calling and then receiving the Buddha's wish, the warmth fulfills my heart, and my hands are spontaneously placed together, and recitation of Namo Amida Butsu comes out from my mouth. It is a oneness and togetherness with Amida Buddha. Shinran Shonin, the founder of Jodo Shinshu, Pure Buddhist tradition, says, "The light of compassion illumines us from afar. Those beings it reaches, it is taught, attain the joy of Dharma. So take refuge in Amida, the great consolation." How grateful and how beautiful it is to have someone who thinks of you more than you do for yourself. Wherever we are, whenever it is, whatever happens in our life, indeed, we are in the embrace of Amida Buddha. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Or, it's the most wonderful time of my life. What is your answer? For those who encounter the embrace of Amida Buddha, every day and every moment is the most wonderful time of my life, because in that embrace, we can see who we are. We can know where we are going, and we can know we are never alone. My life is assured through this Amida Buddha's wish to be born in the Pure Land, meeting again with our loved ones, and then we can be guided to help people left behind in this enlightenment of Namo Amida Butsu. Indeed, together we are embraced. It's the most wonderful time of my life, every day, every moment. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Tomioka, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moilelihonganji.org. Tomorrow's service for December 25th is canceled. Instead, please join us on December 31st for our New Year's Eve service from 7 to 7:30 p.m. You are welcome to ring the concho to greet the new year. On Sunday, January 1st, 2023, we have a New Year's Day service from 9 to 10 a.m. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Karen Murakami, and our guest speaker, Reverend Tomioka of Puna Honganji Mission. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our guest speaker will be Reverend Masanari Yamagishi of Kamuela Honganji Mission. Namu Amida Butsu.